This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Deep down the middle, he's got his man, and he's gone! Jason Swain, touchdown!
It's time for the Swain Event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give it to his mouth and a red belt.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. 865-200-5503 is our telephone number. Brad Matthews, Charlie Burris, and Jason Swain here with you on a beautiful Thursday. Best day of the week. Tennessee adding to the 2018 class. I don't know where you heard that before, that that was going to happen, but it happened officially yesterday. That Tennessee continues to add little pieces here and there to beef up this roster and add to the 2018 class. They do that with Bryce Thompson, an athlete from Irmo, South Carolina, and really looking forward to discussing him. I got a chance to watch a little bit of his film. Tennessee is also in the hunt for another player from Irmo, South Carolina, there at Irmo High School. My best friend from high school, actually my best friend from like elementary school, middle school, and high school, was an assistant basketball coach there at Irmo High School before announcing that a couple of weeks ago he was moving back to Huntsville. So I got some insight on
the scoop
on these players because they're right there in the backyard of my best friend. So I'm really, really excited to be talking about Bryce Thompson, who could play wide receiver, could play DB. And we'll discuss kind of him and how it all happened. Like, how did Tennessee slip this guy in the back door? And I'll be able to share a little bit of how it went down today. All the newcomers, the freshmen, the JUCO, the grad transfers, they have reported except for two people. There's one grad transfer and there's one JUCO player that's tying up some loose ends to be here, but everyone else is here. JT Stroud getting a little taste of the Southern cooking already, and he's enjoying that. And I saw a picture of Jeremy Banks there by Neyland Stadium, and I'm gonna tell you right now about Jeremy Banks. He's going to be a player that's going to bring the edge that this football program needs, this edge that this football program has lacked. He's going to be I can see him at some point being an enforcer on this team. He's the type of guy you want as a coach. You want a guy like Jeremy Banks on this football team. And he's been working his tail off to not only play, but to play a lot. And really looking forward to what he's going to do for Tennessee.
And that's rare. A freshman talking about a tone setter when it comes to their approach to the game, their edge, their toughness, and you're talking about a true freshman.
Yeah. I don't know when exactly he can be like that guy. It reminds me a little bit of Juwan Jennings. Like, I saw some qualities in Juwan Jennings my first time I met him. And I remember coming back on the air saying, yeah, that kid has leadership qualities. I can see him being a captain one day. Like, he's a leader. Like, people follow him. And we saw that yeah, Juwan does have leadership qualities, but didn't use those qualities to the best of his abilities, you know, last year or so. But he's certainly a leader. People follow him. And he's extremely confident, something you have to be if you play at this level. But, yeah, Jeremy Banks, I can see him in his 4 years here at Tennessee being one of the guys that Sets the tone.
Can you just see already people gravitating to him in the short time that he's been here? Yeah, or you hear about it already?
Rough around the edges that you need to have with football players. I mean, like, you need guys to be – this is a physical game. So you need guys to be sometimes a little rough around the edges. And I think in a good way, I think Banks can provide that.
I think embracing it coming in could rub off on some other guys, yeah, whether they're 2, 3, 4 years into the system.
Yeah, I was going to say something similar to that. I think a guy like that can bring a class together, really. Someone who can sort of galvanize the guys around him, make guys around him better. Obviously, we're projecting a lot on this kid. We're not sure at this point if he can. He seems to have some of the qualities of guys that can do that, but we will see. But, yeah, if you can get guys in this class specifically, the class that's going to build up Tennessee from this sort of rock-bottom spot that they've been in, I mean, yeah, you want to have guys like that. Like I said, they can galvanize the dudes around them. That can be a huge, huge factor in making things better, if you can find dudes like that.
Yeah, man. Andy is waiting patiently. We'll get to Andy, and then we'll share some information with you, some news that kind of shared yesterday about where we're going to go, the station we're going to be on, the what day, and how it all is going to play out and come together. But first, let's get to Andy. Andy, good morning.
How y'all doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Andy, how are you?
Happy to be here.
I'm doing all right. Yeah, it's always a good day when we get commitments.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, wow, from South Carolina. That made my work day a lot better after the day I had today. It made it so much better.
It's always a nice surprise.
Yeah. But, yeah, Jeremy Banks, I'll tell you what, he's got pretty good size on him. I'm anxious to see what he does.
Yeah, he's a bigger back, which is what they like, and then he has some really, really good feet. Very curious to see how he's going to be used in offense and see how early he's going to impact. I remember seeing a lot of freshmen during my time in Tennessee, and they all come in with the skills, but who was going to flash in fall camp? Who was going to threaten playing time? For other guys who can really, really, really find themselves playing early, I think Jeremy Banks can. I think Banks will make some of the other guys work a little bit harder. They may take some reps from him. But, yeah, Banks, bigger back, how is he going to be used, him and Mondre London? Very curious to see how it's all going to play out, especially first game of the season where you really want to shrink the field. You don't want to get into a passing match with West Virginia. You don't want to get into a matchup where you want to spread the ball out like they're spreading the ball out. I would imagine that a Jeremy Banks and a Mondre London, those type of backs would be very, 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 very important to the first game of the season. But it is the first game of the season, so I don't know how much Jeremy Banks will contribute in his first game. But when you're playing teams like that maybe are more athletic than you on the outside, you want to shrink the field a little bit and play some hard defense and run the football and run that clock. But we'll see. I mean, we'll see with Jeremy Banks.
Well, y'all have a great day, and I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
Hey, thank you, Andy. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, Bryce Thompson, he's listed as an athlete. He could play DB, but I'm going to tell you right now, his best position, watching film, is wide receiver. He is best with the ball in his hands. He's very, very quick. The first man does not tackle him. I saw where Dan Harrison had spoken to Byron Deviner, and Byron Deviner compared him to a gentleman that we know a lot about, and that is Alvin Kamara. And you know, some folks get really, really, you know, afraid of that comparison, and they freak out, and just you really have to understand the comparison here.
I will say I'm looking at clips right now. I'll post this on the show notes. There is a clip on his clips that is actually very reminiscent of some plays that Alvin made at Tennessee specifically. Obviously, this is at the high school level in Irmo, South Carolina, so take that as you will. But, yeah, this dude is shifty, can break tackles. He's quick on his feet. So I'll post this in the show notes. You can see what I'm talking about.
Like I was saying, Alvin Kamara, when you are making comparisons, Alvin Kamara came out of Norcross High School in Atlanta, Georgia, okay? And I know Byron very well. I know that he remembers Alvin Kamara out of Norcross High School. And when you make comparisons, when someone like him will make a comparison, he remembers Alvin coming out of high school. And that is what he is comparing to Bryce Thompson. You can't compare Alvin Kamara, rookie of the year in the NFL, to a high school senior. Like, that's not fair. But that's what people automatically go to. They go, oh, wait, I'm talking about the guy now compared to the guy that's in high school right now. And that's not it. I remember when I was coming out of high school, people were comparing. Like, I had my high school coach who was like, man, you remind me a lot of Eric Moles, a physical wide receiver. You know, he played for the Buffalo Bills for a long time. Physical wide receiver, great route runner, could catch the ball in space. That doesn't mean I'm Eric Moles as a sophomore in high school compared to an NFL receiver. That just means that some of his qualities, because my high school coach was like older, so he probably remembers Eric Moles as a young player. He was comparing me as a young player to Eric Moles as a young player. And this is the same thing here. Divide and compare Bryce Thompson as a young player to Alvin Kamara as a young player. Great feet. And I don't know if this is a word or not, but I'm going to make it up. Great missability.
Missability. Yeah. Or you can go with the Terry Fair version. Eludability.
Eludability and missability.
There you go.
A missability. That's what Bryce Thompson has. If you watch his film, he's great with the ball in his hands. He wants to play wide receiver, but if they need him to play DB, just like Alante Taylor, you know you got a guy, you got a couple guys that know how to coach some DBs here and there that can help you get to the next level. But Bryce Thompson, his natural position is wide receiver. His natural spot is on the offensive side of the football where he has the ball in his hands and he's making guys miss. He has that ability.
On even on that same tape that I linked in the show notes, he's got some clips where he can lay the wood as a DB. Got a nice interception clip in this set of highlights. Dude seems versatile.
Definitely an athlete.
If he can churn half as well as Alvin Kamara could, I mean, that's, you got a special athlete. I mean, Alvin Kamara, obviously, rookie of the year in the NFL. So, like I say, if he can do it half as well, you got a special guy on your hands, so we'll see.
865-255-03. Yeah, half will be probably all-conference player.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, I'll take that all day long. 865-255-03, hour one, and Swain Event TV, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. When we return, we will share details about the move to radio, FM, AM, right here in Knoxville, back on the dial, and we'll give you some more information on that when we return. And Trey Wallace will join us at 9:30 to discuss his great article with his great interview with Maurice Smith that turned into a really great article, and give some perspective on Maurice Smith's experience with Nick Saban. Because you know Nick Saban tells the truth all the time. He's so honest and forthright. And,
all the time.
Man, just all the time. He just makes sense, whatever he speaks, all the time. 865-255-03.
Hour one of the Swain Event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
When you or a loved one is injured in an accident, there are a lot of questions. There are medical bills, lost work time, damages. What will you do? You'll need someone who will have your back. Call former Marine Marcos Garza, 865-540-8300. The Garza Law Firm will be with you every step of the way. Put this number in your phone right now, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
When I made the move to my own studio, I was worried about this. I was worried about that. I was worried about, hey, did I get this piece of equipment? Did I get that piece of equipment? Does that sound good? Does that not sound good? One thing I didn't have to worry about, that was Office Furniture, because Office Furniture Outfitters met my furniture needs. With a 50,000 square foot facility, they have East Tennessee's largest selection and are the best value for new and used office furniture. Located in Knoxville, it's easy to find everything you need for your new space, including desks, file cabinets, chairs, conference tables, and more. Office Furniture Outfitters is turnkey. They came to my place, we mapped everything out that was needed, they delivered, and get this, set everything up. To learn more about what Office Furniture Outfitters can do for you, log on to OFONOX.com. That's OFONOX.com. At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerry Castile with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerry Castile is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jared Castile a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jared Castile and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
If you've been thinking about getting a new mattress, don't wait. Shop any Better Mattress location right now. They are doing major spring cleaning. Over half the floor is half off. Get that guest bed you've been thinking about for a great price at Better Mattress. They're making way for new inventory and have incredible deals that won't last. The Swain Event listeners get the first chance. The sooner you go in, the more choices you'll have. These are going to go fast. With just 2 weeks before new models hit the floor, Better Mattress needs to make room, and you are hearing about it first. Shop the spring cleaning liquid liquidation sale at Better Mattress right now. Half the floor is half off. Good night. Just got better. BEDRmattress.com.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. 865-200-5503 is our telephone number if you want to get in the conversation today. Man, Bryce Thompson, before you disagree with any comparison, it's probably best if you watch a little bit of the film of Bryce Thompson, see him break tackles, see him stop on a dime, change directions, accelerate. Just see how smooth he is before you just automatically start talking about how someone is not or cannot be compared to Alvin Kamara. Because he certainly can be compared to Alvin Kamara.
Well, and he can be from somebody who's...
When the ball's in his hand. Yeah.
When the ball's in his hands, and also from somebody who's seen both of these players in high school.
Yes.
And go through the process.
Yes.
He can speak to that.
He can.
When you told me about this quote, I go and read it more thoroughly this morning after glancing at it last night. I said it was hard for me to do that. It's hard for me to compare anyone
That's
to Alvin Kamara.
That's fair. Yeah.
But especially not seeing them both coming out of high school.
Absolutely.
But the kid jumps off the page, jumps off the screen when you're watching the highlights, for sure.
That makes total sense. It's hard for the anyone who has not seen Alvin Kamara out of high school. Because I remember...
In person.
Yes, or on film. I remember watching him on film. Because we got Kroom. And I was like, man, who's this other dude? They got a five-star running back. I want this dude, too. I want this dude. So I've actually followed Kamara ever since he was coming out. Because he came out with Kroom, and they were teammates. And when Alvin left Alabama and went to JUCO, I was like, all right, here's our chance. Yes, sir. We can make this happen. And there were some connections to Tennessee. And then when Tennessee got in the hunt, and then Tennessee finally got him, I was so pumped. And I remember talking to a coach that told me that Alvin Kamara will instantly be the best player on the football team. Instantly. Which is funny, knowing how he was used. But, yeah, this coach told me this.
Yeah, and Tennessee's coaches didn't see it the same way.
It was not a defensive coach. It was not defensive coach, but man, this is a great get for Tennessee. Now, how did we get him? And not going to the whole radio station stuff. I think this is really more important than the radio station stuff. This is a player coming in for Tennessee that can help Tennessee. But I'll get to this, and then we'll get to the radio stuff. Well, he was committed to South Carolina. He was going to go to South Carolina. I mean, Irmo was like the suburbs of Columbia. I mean, it's right there. It is right there. And something happened off the field. And it scared South Carolina a little bit. And Carolina kind of got off of them. Tennessee got into the picture. Did their due diligence. I mean, did some serious due diligence. And realized that it wasn't much at all. And because South Carolina got off of Bryce Thompson, when Tennessee came in, he was like, cool. And boom, here we are. So this thing has kind of been in the making for a while. And it all worked out. So not only did he sign and all this went down, I mean, like, he's here. Like, he's on his way here, or if not here now, he's here. So it happened really, really, really fast. And this is a great move by the staff, just making this happen. Because this is not like adding, and I don't want to be mean here, but this is not like adding Joe Young to a class late because you just need another running back, because you didn't get one, because the room is really light. Remember,
and it's not like he fell in their lap either. They pursued this man. They did their homework, like, yes, you said, did their due diligence and in checking into all the things necessary to make sure he checked the boxes and he was available to come.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like that. Like, oh, you know, or Whit McBride, a kid that was committed to the Memphis, and you just need a quarterback. So you say, okay, let's call Will and let's see if he wants to come to Tennessee. You know, he's committed to Memphis, and because it's Tennessee, Will like flipped. But you knew he wasn't going to be a day one player for you. You just needed the body. This is not that type of deal. Like Bryce Thompson, if Bryce Thompson was a junior right now, going into his senior year, we would be recruiting him like super hard right now, and we would take a commitment from him like right now, like leading into his senior year. Mm-hmm. Like, he is a really, really good player.
If he was a 2019 prospect.
Really good player. Had a chance to maybe be like Farrell Cooper for South Carolina in the future, for them. You know, they got Deebo Samuel, who's like their number one guy. He had a chance to be that in two years or so at South Carolina. So this is a really good pickup for Tennessee. The kid is special with the ball in his hands. And that's something you just can't teach.
Hmm. Instincts.
You can't teach this. Like, okay, a guy is, 6'2", he's 200. Okay, that's nice. Like Josh Palmer, he's a prototypical wide receiver size. Awesome. You're not going to be able to push him around the line of scrimmage. You teach him some moves. You teach him some tricks here and there about the wide receiver position. And then voila, you have a solid wide receiver. But Josh Palmer, either you make guys miss or you can't. And CP was like that. Quarterback Patterson, Alvin Kamara's like that. Jalen Hurd had a skill to make the first guy miss, even at his size. You just have a skill.
You can only teach so much elusiveness.
Yes, you either have it or
at
you
a certain
don't.
Point, it's just physical.
You either
ability.
Have it or you don't.
Instincts, yeah, and field vision.
Mm-hmm.
As a ball carrier, it's hard to teach those.
And
they come naturally, especially with this type of athletic ability. You can have something special with the right coaches developing it.
Mm-hmm.
Le'Veon Bell is special. He has that ability in the NFL.
Gosh, his vision's incredible.
Barry Sanders had that ability to be able to stop on a dime. You don't see a lot of guys that are able to do that. I mean, number one, the ankle will fall off trying to do it. Number two, they're not they're stiff. They don't have that ability to make that move. So I remember some of the guys that I played with. Riggs had that ability. He can, you know, he had some wiggle. Obviously, Montario had that ability. Arian had that ability where the first guy never tackled him, but he wasn't like a phone booth guy. Like, he wasn't a guy that would make you miss in a phone booth, but the first tackler would not tackle Arian. It was amazing. I would sit there and be like, wow.
He was good with his stiff arms.
It just didn't look like he was running hard. He would just cruise.
He was smooth.
But the first guy would not tackle Arian at all. Cedric Houston was not that guy. He was a one cut and go north and south runner with great vision. That was Cedric Houston's game. So you can be a great player without it, but boy, with it, you will make a lot of coaches look better than what they really are. Like, you catch a 5-yard hitch route, you make two or three dudes miss, it's like 25 yards, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, what a play call. Woo, man, our offense coordinator is awesome. No, he's not. He just called a simple hitch or like a bubble screen. And like, you know, Bryce might take it to 15 yards after a bubble screen. He's like, oh my gosh, what a call by Held. He just called a bubble screen. Bryce Thompson did the work because he's freaking a freak when it comes to making guys miss. So that's kind of what happened with Bryce Thompson. Tennessee did a great job of flipping over every single rock that they could. Found a guy that can be a contributor early for him, a guy that's a baller with the ball in his hands. And
staying consistent in their pursuit is the biggest thing to me.
Yeah, man.
And I think it stood out to the kid, too. Will stand out to future prospects.
His entire history was as follows. July 2016, he committed to Virginia Tech, actually. That was his first major offer. And then a year later, after South Carolina got in the mix, decommits from Virginia Tech, commits to South Carolina. And then March 29th of this year, so about a month after National Signing Day, he bows out of South Carolina for what, you know, whatever reason that amounted to. And then, obviously, yesterday, is it, at least it is known that he's committed to Tennessee. I think it happened before yesterday, but...
Come on, Yak Johnson. You got to fight for this kid in the wide receiver room. Don't let Jerm Pruitt win.
Oh, David's ready.
Don't let Pruitt win on this, Coach Johnson. You got to fight for this kid in the wide receiver. I know Coach Pruitt's your head coach. I know he got you paid, but you got to keep him at wide receiver. You got to fight for him. You got to fight for him.
Especially with already, you know, moving several athletes that you've brought in this 2018 class. Speaking of Alante Taylor and a couple of others, 2DB, they're working at DB. They haven't switched. This might be a good guy to throw into the rotation for Coach Yak.
Come on, Yak.
He's ready.
You have to fight for this man. You cannot let him go with the DBs. He is a baller. At least I hope he returns punts. This is an ideal punt returner. Because you don't have to be super fast to be a punt returner. You need to be fast to be a kickoff returner. As a punt returner, all you have to be is elusive. Because
acceleration's big, too. I mean, Sutton looked like he was shot out of a cannon whenever he was healthy and got those punts. But he's not the fastest guy. He could get up to his top speed pretty quick.
Acceleration is important, but understand this. Everyone is running towards you full speed. Mm. And you're like standing still. The entire time. And most of the time, we're talking about a 45-yard punt. And the run back is not the longest. Because most of the time, if...
How about the hang time?
Most of the time, if the kicker is kicking a ball inside of your territory, it's probably going to be a touchback, more than likely. If you do get it, you'll get it right there in the 10-yard line, somewhere around there. That's the longest that you will have to return a punt. Okay, 85 some yards. The other times, man, we're talking about maybe what 50, 60 yards of you running a entire different direction than everyone is trying to tackle you. So you don't really have to be the fastest. You just have to make the first guy miss and make a couple guys miss, and by then, when you start to get close to the end zone, you might get caught. You might, but you should score a touchdown. I remember when we played Georgia in 06, and I think it was I think it was, I forgot who was the running back from Georgia at the time. Anyways, he would, like, he breaks a kickoff return. He's about to go score. Jonathan Wade misses him. Like, misses him badly. Gets up and then chases him down before he scores a touchdown. It was Thomas Brown. Jonathan Wade missed him, got up, and chased him down. That's because Wade's, like, track speed, world-class speed. But, yeah, you got to be fast on kickoff return. Not so much with a punt return. But I get you. It's nice to have that acceleration. This kid, regardless of how fast he is, because he's so elusive, because he can make guys miss, he's a perfect candidate to be a punt returner. He's perfect. Making guys miss, breaking ankles, you just don't teach that stuff. You try to teach it, but you just can't learn that and say, hey, one day I'm gonna learn how to break ankles. No, that's something you're born with. You either have it or you don't. 865-255-03. So, Rocky Top Sports is the name of the radio station. 850 AM, 100.9 FM. June 4th is the first day of the Swain event on Monday. And I will give you some more details about that coming up. So, stay with us.
Hour one of the Swain event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store, with flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's.
By now, you know that Muya has the best burgers in Knoxville. Their beef is never frozen. They have all-natural turkey burgers and black bean veggie burgers. Not to mention, they make their buns in-house every day. But now, you can also get 100% all-beef hot dogs or, wait for it, all-natural chicken sandwiches. Trust me, these chicken sandwiches put chicken restaurants to shame. So stop into Muya and taste the difference. Located at 7301 Kingston Pike, right by Better Mac.
Gentlemen, when it comes to health and quality of life, there are numbers every man needs to know, including our testosterone number. I recommend going to Low T Center. They make it quick and easy to get your levels checked, and it's covered by most health insurance. Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. It can raise your cholesterol, cause weight gain, and loss of muscle mass. Low T Center's physicians specialize in treating low T in men. Listen to me here. They know men's health and are reinventing men's health care. Call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
Insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Sipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today. Looking for a different way to enjoy the Swain event? then check out Swain Event TV, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. Follow the show on Periscope and Facebook Live. Don't just hear the show, see the show. That's Swain Event TV.
Months, the end of January, we got off of the air, the previous radio station. We're not trying to give them any attention. I'm not gonna hide my unhappiness about that, about the situation, but Tony Cilio was so gracious enough to allow us to use his studio, and had a plan to put a studio in my house too. And that plan had to be sped up because of kind of what happened. But Tony was so gracious enough to allow us to come to his house and broadcast right there every single morning. He's a guy that his show is 11 to 1, so I don't know if he was up at 6 o'clock in the morning every morning, but I know we were. And because,
incredible hospitality.
Yeah, because he lived 20-something minutes away, that was like 5 a.m., 5:30 getting up in the morning to get off to a good start and get there on time and make sure everything is set up. And so Tony, his wife, just so gracious enough to allow us to come in and do that show while we were kind of going through that transition. And the plan was to... Hey, we do our own studio right here in our house and have new equipment and not have to worry about stuff not working at the worst times ever. And but that station sold without much warning, actually none at all. And so during that time being off the air, brought up a new app, got a new app. And that's been awesome.
Been popping.
That's been awesome right there. But during that time, just really trying to find the best spot, because we could have moved to a different time slot and been on the radio probably 2 months ago, to be honest. I had someone that wanted me to come on their station, but they didn't have any time in the morning, and wanted me to do afternoons. And I don't do afternoons. I do mornings. And maybe that's a lesson about just believing in what you believe in and sticking to it and letting the chips fall where they may. If you have faith and you do the thing doing the right way, it all fall in place. But I tell you, for 2 months, you know, we've had to wait even longer because of, you know, being a morning show. And we kick booty in the morning. We're going to keep kicking booty in the morning. That was my mindset. And so made contact with 850, and 850 currently right now, it's country, okay? And
old school country.
Oh, I mean, old school.
Merle Haggard?
You mean the good stuff.
I don't even know what's good or bad, honest. I'm not a country guy. I'm sorry. I've tried.
Classics.
I've tried. I can't do it.
Like the newest thing they got on there. I'm not hating. I'm just stating facts. It's like Travis Tritt.
Yeah, I think they went up to the, like, it was like 50s to 90s. It was,
yeah. I like Blake Shelton just because of the voice.
Word.
I mean, there's plenty of folks around here that love that. That's why that station exists.
So. It's just not me. I'm sorry. I was not raised on that. I can't get behind it. It's hard for me. But there is a void in this market for fair, while honest commentary without having to drive the propaganda bus. There's room for that even more.
That was well played.
Especially after what's happened over the last 8 to 12 months here in Knoxville. With it still being a void, some gentlemen got together and said, hey, let's flip this bad boy to sports. Let's flip it to sports. And Rocky Top Sports was created. And on June the 4th, we will debut the Swain event on the new signal. Everything else will stay the same. So the app will continue to roll the way it's rolling. We'll still broadcast the video feed. Nothing will change. There is one piece of equipment that's sitting right here. That all I have to do is hook it up, set it up. It takes 5 minutes. And that's the only thing that will be different. And that piece of equipment will send our signal to the radio station that will send that signal to radios across East Tennessee. So cars, if you walk around with a boombox like back in the 80s, you can do that too. If you want to do that, you can. But this one piece of equipment is the only thing that will be different. But we will be sitting right here in the same place, and you will not know that we're broadcasting on local radio, but we are starting June the 4th, and it will be me. The station will fill out during the month of June.
Yeah, we are not the only addition, so to speak.
But yeah, the station will fill out.
That news will come later
during the month of June. So yeah. For the 4th, it will be the Swain event in the mornings, but that lineup will fill out, and that lineup is being worked on as we speak, and I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, who will have a show, and I think people will really, really get a kick out of who's going to join the station, who will have a show. Obviously, the plan is to have as much local programming as possible, but it's really tough to do that. I mean, just to be honest, but I think
the right way. Yeah,
the right way. But I think with this model, it will allow folks to be able to do that. So I'm excited, and you can go ahead and do this. You don't have to wait until Monday. You can go ahead and get into the car now and hit those presets and lock it in to 100.9 and 8:50 a.m. So a.m. is, you know, the daytime signal. Because of SEC rules, you have to power down your AMs at a certain time in the evening, which the FM comes into play because you don't have to power that down. You can still listen to the station in the evening on FM. So that's something good to know. But as far as the morning, 8:50 a.m., 100.9 FM, I think during the football season, you know, it kind of gets dark. I guess the sun takes forever to come up, and so FM may be good for you during football season. But those are the two dials that we're going to be on: AM 850, FM 100.9, and it's been a long process.
And but it's almost concluded.
To be in the mornings, had to say no to a different time slot that probably would have got us back on in February. But I'm a big go with your gut type of guy. Go with your gut. Go with that quiet voice that's talking to you. Because I believe that is the good Lord telling you what to do.
Amen.
That's how I believe. I believe in when you get that quiet voice in your ear telling you what to do, or your gut telling you what to do, I think that's the good Lord telling you, hey, you need to do this.
You have instincts for a reason. As long as you're not impaired, listen to those instincts.
Yep. I believe that he's telling me what to do. And I know one thing, if he tells me something to do, I'm not going to not do it.
There you go.
That's just how it is. So my instincts told me to wait it out. Wait it out and continue to pump out good content, even though if it's not on the dial. I think people are very intelligent today. And if they see something that makes sense to them, that's good, that's of quality, then they'll download the app. They'll find us because quality is important. Quality is important. I will drive an extra 5 miles to a grocery store if I know that this grocery store does it the right way.
Absolutely.
I will drive past 5 of them to go to a really good one instead of one around the corner if I know the one around the corner is trash.
100%.
And so I just truly believe that folks would appreciate quality, and that's been the case. And so I appreciate everyone's love and support. Yesterday we broke the news. I'm looking forward to it. If anybody has any questions, you can use the text box, you can give us a call, but everything will stay the same. If you listen on the app outside of Knoxville, if you listen inside Knoxville, nothing will change except for us being on the dial on 850 a.m. and 100.9 FM. And that's it. That's what's going on. So June 4th, that is Monday. So we got today, we have tomorrow, will be our last 2 days, not on the radio, and then Monday, it's going down. It's going down, folks. Swain Event, we got Attaboy coming up next.
Hour one of the Swain Event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Today, there is a 50% chance of precipitation, mostly cloudy with a high near 85. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 70. Tomorrow, the chance of rain increases to 60%, mostly cloudy with a high near 86. Tomorrow night, more clouds with a low around 69. Saturday clears up a bit with just a 30% chance of showers, mostly sunny skies, and a high in the upper 80s. Weather on the Swain Event is brought to you by Be Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, Be Dry can help. BeDry.com. Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain Event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give BeDry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, BeDry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. BeDry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call BeDry. Reach out to BeDry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call BeDry.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles, plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty.
They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Insects are not the only pests that can get into your house. Squirrels, possums, skunks, and raccoons can find their way into your home and become a nuisance. That's why Southeast Pest Control now offers wildlife service. They will humanely trap the animals and relocate them, including reptiles and even birds. They are available 24/7, and most estimates and inspections during regular business hours are free. If the animal has damaged your home, Southeast Pest Control provides repair and will also provide exclusionary work to prevent animal reentry. So if you hear scurrying in the attic, don't wait until you smell it. Call Southeast Pest Control at 865-925-3700 or find them online at southeasttermite.com.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
You're the hell we got, man.
Now that's how you're supposed to drive. From now on, that's how you drive.
This kid can draw circles.
Don't remind yourself. Nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Bam. Awesome. Phenomenal.
Attaboy.
Bring me the positivity, guys. Bring it. Bring the positivity. We have Attaboy. This is a time when we highlight that positivity. It could be in sports. It could be outside of sports. Let's do it, gentlemen. Who's first? I have one, too.
It's going to be a full round of positivity here today.
That's right. That is right.
I got an attagirl for Megan Gregg of Tennessee softball. Unfortunately, Tennessee softball season ended last week with a loss to Georgia in the Super Regional. But Megan Gregg, who is a senior and has given so much for this team, was named the winner of the Senior Class Award. And CLASS stands for Celebrating Loyalty and Achievement for Staying in School. Megan Gregg truly is the embodiment of this. She's been the consummate leader of this team, has been one of the best players for Lady Vol softball basically all of her 4 years in her career. 57 home runs, 263 RBIs, a .712 slugging percentage. She was a 2017 first team NFCA All-American, SEC Player of the Year, All-SEC First Team, SEC All-Defensive Player. I mean, she's done it all and deserves this completely. She's been incredible across the board for Tennessee. Well-deserved. And attagirl, not just for winning this award, but just for her career in general at Tennessee. Megan Gregg deserves it. Thank you for your service to the Vols. You will be missed. You better believe that.
Absolutely.
Very much so. The team needs a player like Megan Gregg, and hopefully they got some girls coming up that can take her spot, but she's going to be tough to replace.
Absolutely. I've got two attaboys heading to the diamond for mine. Both on the mound, two pitchers, Max Scherzer and Luis Severino yesterday, but we're going to both get attaboys for me. Max Scherzer fan 12 yesterday en route to a 2-0 victory for the Nationals over the Orioles. And Luis Severino, absolutely incredible. Perfect game through 4 1/3. Struck out 11 through 7 frames as the Yankees went on to beat the World Series champs, or defending World Series champs, 5-3. I've taken 5 of 7 from the Astros this year. I like the Yankees right now. I never thought I'd say that right now. Ben's probably going nuts. It's a pretty good-looking team right now. Attaboy.
You know who the Yankees don't have a winning percentage or a winning record against? That would be the Texas Rangers. They are 1-3. Aha!
And where are
got
the Rangers
you, Ben.
In the standings overall?
Let's not talk about it. Yeah. But we beat the Yankees.
What day is like random act of kindness day? Is that like a real day?
That probably exists.
I mean, is that like a set day for that?
I'm sure there is. There's a day for everything now.
I know, right? Hot dog day, cake day, pancake day, nap day.
National Best Friend Day.
February 17th is the observed National Random Acts of Kindness Day.
Dog, man, I missed it.
Yeah, we missed it by about 3 months.
Man. I wasn't paying attention because I'm nice every day. But
there you go.
Jermaine Grissom gets my attaboy, former Oklahoma tight end. He's currently with the Arizona Cardinals, and basically the tight end stepped up to help a young woman at an airport. It came to light when she shared her story on Twitter. Delilah Cassidy, a recent Arizona State University graduate who studies sports business and journalism, was in a tough spot after returning from Europe. She was unable to pay an unexpected baggage fee at the gate, and Gresham paid for her so she could get on the flight. And so she explains kind of what happened via Twitter. She says, "Wow, okay, so the most amazing thing just happened to me, and I can't help but to share it with the world. American Airlines instituted a new policy where you have to pay to take a carry-on onto the plane, which is ridiculous but off topic. I consolidate my bags into one, and they measure it and say that it's just a little too big. They proceed to charge me $50, except they would only take credit card, no cash. Since I just got back from Europe, all my cards are being declined as Chase don't know that I'm back. They tell me that I'm going to have to miss the flight and head back to the ticket counter to pay down there. I'm pleading, devastated after a long day of travel. Then this man walks up and says, 'How much is it?' I tell him $50, and he says, 'I got it.' I'm astonished. I tell him it's fine, no, not to worry, and he hands the lady his card as the American Airlines employees stand in silence, shocked by this man's generosity. They swipe the card, and he tells me to have a great flight and hop on board. I am crying as I write this, and as I board the flight, this man was an angel. I stopped him as he's sitting in first class to give him my money, but he just shrugged me off and told me to pay it forward."
Wow. That's awesome.
"My heart is so happy. There are good people in this world. Be that person for someone, because I know after this, I sure will be." So,
very cool.
There's a picture of this lady with Jermaine Gresham at the airport. They take a selfie. So, really, really, really cool story. I'm not going to lie, I got chills reading it, honestly.
Playing for the Cardinals now, right?
Maybe just cold in here.
Got Sam Bradford throwing him the football now.
For now. Until Josh Rosen takes over.
Over-under starts for Rosen. 6.
I mean, you just never know. If you ever do anything like that, you never know the effect that it's going to have on the person, even when it's relative to Jermaine Gresham in his life. That's a small gesture.
$50 is nothing.
Yeah, he ain't hurting for any of that. Yeah, exactly.
It's just the awareness to do it. That's awesome.
And you just never know what kind of effect that's going to have on somebody when you drop in a little bit of kindness like that. So
special.
I always love stories.
Everybody out there loves those feel goods. Those feel good stories.
Yeah, I'm in my feelings a little bit,
get
man.
Get y'all warm and fuzzy inside.
I am warm and fuzzy.
There you go.
Inside, man. That's a cool story.
Nothing wrong with being warm and fuzzy.
That's a cool story right there, man.
Absolutely.
I can't believe I miss Random Act of Kindness Day. They should have two. They should have one in the spring, like one, like, because you need that day in the winter when everyone's like, "Ugh, no sun, and I'm in a bad mood." Like, we need two of those. We need two random act of kindness days. The coolest is like when,
like, late November, early February. Spread them out a little bit.
Yeah, I'm gonna need them like the week after the SEC championship. Like right around that time. That's a good time to have it, right?
Normally sour.
Yeah, that's a good time to have it. But no, seriously, like, we should have two random act of kindness days. Maybe Kim Kardashian can make that happen since she met with the president.
Were you at Kim K?
Yeah, Kim K. She's saving the world. Man, she started. Man, where she started, where she is now, that's a story, right? Wow. 865-255-03 is the number to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Random act of kindness. What's cool is when you go to a drive-thru and it's already paid for, and then you pay for the person behind you, and that just continues. I want to be the guy who's behind the person who just orders a water. And then I will be the guy who gets the order. I'm in front of like a big van. A church van. No, I'm in front of a church van. It's like 20 people back there. And the total was like, hey, the total is 53.70. I look back. Oh, my gosh. There's a whole church van of kids.
All right, yeah, we're going to have to end it here. Sorry.
Sorry, man.
Check me tomorrow.
Sorry. I'll take care of that water, though.
What's the car about behind them getting? I'll pay for theirs.
Probably just some chicken nuggets. So.
There you go.
It's probably like a $2 order.
I've been in that situation. It's awkward.
It is, man. It's but it's cool, though. But it can be awkward if the bill's a little bit more than what you were expecting. That's for sure. Hour 2 coming up around the corner. Stay with us.